But I know somebody that can warm these old bones up without any trouble. Somebody under a nice electric sheet. Hey, kid. I was more than glad to get the Sunday supplement of the paper that had the Richardson gal working with the Indian kids. I showed it to the men I live with, and I told them about the story of the dolls they sent out and how I showed them some slides at college, and then how this may have influenced them in working with these kids. They thought it was quite a thing, although they didn't know how the judge could give the girls custody of the kids, wondering what they're going to do with them when they, from now on. It isn't going to be easy to finance them unless they expect to play on the sympathy of the public and get donations of clothing and food and money, which I suppose they will get if they're shrewd enough to keep in the limelight so they can have some income from people who want to donate things to them. I don't mind if you want to donate $100 or so to the cause, why, do so. As long as you keep giving the First Methodist Church their first dibs on their $20 a month, I'll be perfectly happy with whatever you give away, because we have an awful lot to give away as far as money goes right now. I don't see any use in hoarding it. My stocks are going up every day. I see they're up now to 18 point something, which is 2 points higher than when I bought it. And I expect them to keep a climbing, although the market's kind of leveled off, looks like. I'm sure glad to hear that Lou's doing so well and that Ruth is working for him. I guess that's the best arrangement she could ever have, to work for her husband, who's very understanding and probably the best boss she'll ever have, and the only boss that she can ever twist his arm and or tell him to get up and get his own breakfast, or tell him she don't feel like coming to work and he can't do much about it. She'll cut his privileges off. But I'm glad to hear that she was sounding well and happy. And I'm more than glad to hear that everyone else seems to be doing okay. That makes all of us. You haven't said anything about yourself lately, whether you're happy or sad, but you keep telling me you're doing all right, which is what I expect you to keep telling me. But if anything gets to bugging you and you need to let your hair down, baby, you know how to do it and who to do it to. You know I'm always right here at your right hand to give you all the assistance that you need. While I was up in Da Nang, I sent my request on for SMA leave on the 20th of December. I hope it goes through, and I hope I'm not too late in getting a reservation, because there'll be a lot of Christmas travel, I believe. And I hope that I'm far enough ahead of time so that my airplane reservation gets in on time. You'll probably be right in the midst of everybody trying to get home for Christmas in Colorado, and probably there will be a mad scramble for the airport. But if I can get in there, I won't worry too much, because I don't have to get back till the 15th of January, so the air travel will be over by then. You haven't told me what you want for Christmas yet. I told you I'd just bring you this big old bunny bear Carly home as a Christmas gift and a birthday gift. That's good enough, I guess. Maybe we'll even have a Christmas tree. Yeah, that's good. I'll be home in time enough to get to buy a Christmas tree and put it up and decorate it. My goodness, what a lot of work. Maybe you'll have it up by the time I get home. Who knows? And I won't have to do anything but just enjoy it. That'll be nice, won't it? Eh? Honey child? Is that a hint? Well, I'll appreciate my walking shorts when you get them. I still need a couple of pair, Bermudas. Maybe I ought to go into the Sears and Roebuck catalog, I guess. They got that stuff. And they don't stow it away for the seasons, because people from all over the world send to Sears. I haven't sent for some time, but I could do that. Ooh, I'm sleepy tonight. I wish I had you here to rub my back, scratch my back, so I could spoon up to you. Gee whiz, I just realized that this month is almost gone, and well, another week and it'll be November. How the time do fly. It hardly seems like it's November. I guess I better do some real serious thinking about some presents to send home. I better get around here and start buying stuff. I don't seem to get any place for any length of time to do any purchasing. It seems like everything that's worth purchasing is not in Vietnam anyway. There's some beautiful jewelry up in Hong Kong, and I won't get a chance to go up there, so I'll be lucky, I guess. Maybe if I can get some shopping in Colorado before Christmas. But things are just rather ordinary here. I have no desire to buy anything out here. I guess things look ordinary to me. There might be, should be something, I suspect, that I should be getting to remind me of Vietnam. But I don't know what it'd be. The only things I can think of are things to hang on the wall or decorations. I don't see any paintings or anything that's locally made that would be outstanding that I like or you like. But I guess I'll just let nature take its course. I'm kind of, as I say, contented now. I don't feel like rushing around like mad. I wish I did, because I'm going to need to rush around a little bit to get back in shape. I've been real lax in my exercising. This always starts me on a very sad mood when I think of the nice condition I was in not too long ago, and then think of getting back into the chubby side. But we'll take a look at ourselves one of these days and say, okay, Buster, you've got a doll back in America you've got to shine up to, so let's get with it. And you got a little dog that looks up at you and says, hey, who's that fat man? How is that little dog? Is she good enough company that you decide to keep her? Or is she bad enough company that you decide that she'd make good hamburger? And how is your automobile running? How's the old Chrysler doing? Have you got your snow tires on, and did you buy the studs? And have you got the antifreeze in and got your winter oil in and your battery all checked out? By the way, where do you take your car now? Since you're mad at John and you're mad at Crouch, have you got anybody to take care of you? Well, it's getting near that time that this little piece of tape will soon be run out, and I haven't told you yet how much I love you today, except through the expressions of the words that I've said ahead of time. But I sure do love you, honey. I sure think of you a lot. And this little picture you sent me with holding a little baby out at Bob's makes me want to get a hold of you. I can see how wonderful you are and how nice you are, how comfortable you are to be around. As we come up to our next wedding anniversary, and I think it's 28 years that you've stood and withstood and put up with this old boy, I realize more how much you mean to me in my existence. And I'm so happy that you let me catch you as I chased you around the mulberry bush. And I'm so glad that my little bit of life was spent where I could meet you in the beginning, and fortunate enough to be with you as we go through this veil of tears. You make every bit of it worthwhile, and every bit of it means something to me, and even made the tears that would have been there nothing but smiles and tears of joy and happiness. You've also changed my whole life, my ideas, for which I'll ever be thankful to you, sweetheart. And so good night again. Till the next time. And remember how much I love you. Remember how much you mean to me. And whatever conditions you happen to be in, just remember that this old boy is there with you every minute. If you're unhappy, you can lean on me. As this song says, you can count on me always. If you ever need a friend, call on me. That's the way I feel about you always. And I give you a big kiss and a hug and tell you good night and goodbye. Aloha. Sweet dreams. And God bless you, child. And God bless your house. And keep you until I get there with you. Goodbye. Good night. Till the tape ends, then tell my cousins howdy. Tell all my friends hello. Tell the Richardson gal I saw her write up out here in Vietnam. And I told my boss about it. We're all mighty proud of her. And we hope that she not only learns a lot, but learns how to take care of the underprivileged.